Campaign 2012 on WTOP.
Battleground Virginia. Both President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney have focused on Loudoun County. Last night, it was Romney rallying supporters in Leesburg.
You know, we're going to win Virginia. You know that? We're going to win.
Well, joining us live, WTOP's Andrew Molenbeck, who covered the rally yesterday. Andrew, an amazing thing. This is a community, even in bad times, that has seen growth, has seen salaries go up, but has also felt all the problems that everybody else is feeling. What did you find when you talked to the voters who were showing up at this Romney Valley rally? What were they saying to you?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because it's really a swing region and a swing state. So both campaigns have really focused in on Loudoun County. When I was talking with some voters after the rally, I certainly wanted to know what's on your mind. What do you care about? It is interesting to me how many people did say jobs in the economy. Now, in other states, that might not be unusual. It certainly is the dominating theme of this campaign. But as we know, in Northern Virginia, in Loudoun County in particular, the economy is much better off than it is in other places. So I was sort of curious how much the economic message would resonate there. A lot of voters did talk about that, but they also talked about something, a phrase that Romney said last night. He wants to make sure America is the powerhouse of the world. He also talked about a strong military. Those were messages that I heard from voters. They really liked hearing.
Mm-hmm. Another phrase that got an awful lot of attention yesterday came from the debate when Romney mentioned binders full of women. Now, at this rally yesterday, those are going to be mostly pro-Romney people, but was there any talk of that?
Well, there was sort of an allusion to it. I don't know that Romney is necessarily going to volunteer that phrase again. I think it's being talked about plenty outside that. But one thing that he mentioned last night is something that he also mentioned in the second debate is, in his view, the president has failed America's women. And he went on to speak specifically about how many women have lost work or how many women are struggling to find work. One thing that I think we see today and yesterday is just how much focus is being placed on women voters. Mm-hmm. Both the President Obama's campaign and Romney's campaign are targeting specific women voters.
Now, you've had a chance to travel the country, not just our region, but the country, covering this campaign this year. And we know it's close. Some say we may not know till the morning after the election who the next president will be. So with that in mind, who gets their supporters energized the most might be the difference. How energized were these people yesterday?
Well, they had thundersticks, so that certainly made it sound a lot more energized. And judging from some of the polls that we've seen, which campaign is energizing its base a bit more. 4 years ago, we certainly said then-Senator Obama is doing it much more than Senator McCain. Right now, it seems that Republican voters are a little bit more excited to go to the polls. But if you look at campaign rallies, certainly both bases are charged up for their candidate. But I will say Republicans see this as an opportunity. They see Virginia as an opportunity. You heard Mr. Romney saying there that he believes he can win Virginia. Right now, it looks like something of a coin toss based on many of the polls, maybe a slight advantage for Romney. But those 13 electoral votes will likely be key in deciding who is the next president.
And you're finishing work on a big series on Battleground Virginia
coming up.
Just more than a week. Election. Thanks, Andrew.